درسه دوم.
Lesson 2. Emotional intelligence. EI stands for emotional intelligence, and EIQ stands for emotional intelligence quotient. Nearly in all texts, instead of EIQ, the abbreviation EQ stands for emotional intelligence quotient. What is emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence, EQ, is the ability to identify, use, understand, and manage emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. Emotional intelligence impacts many different aspects of your daily life, such as the way you behave and the way you interact with others. If you have high emotional intelligence, you are able to recognize your own emotional state and the emotional states of others, and engage with people in a way that draws them to you. Emotional intelligence consists of four attributes. Self-awareness. You recognize your own emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behavior, know your strengths and weaknesses, and have self-confidence. Self-management. You are able to control impulsive feelings and behaviors, manage your emotions in healthy ways, take initiative, follow through on commitments, and adapt to changing circumstances. Social awareness. You can understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of other people, pick up an emotional cue, feel comfortable socially, and recognize the power dynamics in a group or an organization. Relationship management. You know how to develop and maintain good relationships, communicate clearly, inspire and influence others, work well in a team, and manage conflicts. Why is emotional intelligence, EQ, so important? As we know, it is not the smartest people that are the most successful or the most fulfilled in life. You probably know people who are academically brilliant and yet are socially inept and unsuccessful at work or in their personal relationships. Yes, your IQ can help you get into college, but it's your EQ that will help you manage the stress and emotions when facing your final exams. Emotional intelligence effects. Your performance at work. Emotional intelligence can help you navigate the social complexities of the workplace, lead and motivate others, and excel in your career. In fact, when it comes to gauging job candidates, many companies now view emotional intelligence being as important as technical ability and require EQ testing before hiring. Your physical health. If you're unable to manage your stress levels, it can lead you to serious health problems. Uncontrolled stress can raise blood pressure, suppress the immune system, increase the risk of heart attack and stroke, contribute to infertility, and speed up the aging process. The first step to improve emotional intelligence is to learn how to relieve stress. Your mental health. Uncontrolled stress can also impact your mental health, making you vulnerable to anxiety and depression. If you are unable to understand and manage your emotions, you'll also be open to mood swings, while an inability to form strong relationships can leave you feeling lonely and isolated. Your relationships. By understanding your emotions and how to control them, you're better able to express how you feel and understand how others are feeling. This allows you to communicate more effectively and forge stronger relationships, both at work and in your personal life.